Hi, I'm Chris Whitwood, and I'm the Yorkshire Party's candidate for Doncaster Mayor.
Real okey-dokes, Chris. So first of all, what do you think is the most pressing issue facing Doncaster, and how do you plan to address it?
Well, I think the main issue facing our town is one of prolonged neglect. Doncaster deserves better. Our town has been neglected for far too long. And my five-point plan will reverse this neglect by bringing new high-quality jobs to Doncaster, by protecting our historic buildings, increasing access to social housing, giving a voice to our forgotten towns and villages, and celebrating our potential by applying to make Doncaster a city. And that's why I'm standing for mayor and asking you to vote for the Yorkshire Party on the 4th of May.
Well, how are you going to improve education in the town?
Well, as a trained primary school teacher, I know the enormous work done by our dedicated teachers. And I think it's really important that we invest not only in our schools, but in the youth services as well. Yet, over the past few years, Doncaster Council has made so many cuts that our once five-star rated youth service has been reduced to only two youth workers. So I'd want to work with the voluntary sector and teachers and, of course, the pupils to make sure that we can deliver the best possible education for all, both in schools and in the wider community.
There's been a lot of talk about making sure there are enough opportunities for young people in the town. How are you going to make sure that those opportunities are there?
Well, I think, first of all, the investment in youth work, providing skills and experience broader than purely academic education, is really, really important. And it's highlighted in the Doncaster Council's One Education document as well. I think the other issue is that there's a lack of high-quality, high-skilled jobs. Too many of the new jobs in Doncaster are low-skilled and low-paid. And so I'd want to work with businesses and create a Doncaster growth zone so we can actually encourage businesses and new startups to create jobs in our town that are well placed for celebrating and benefiting our young people, as well as people who've lived in Doncaster and worked there all their lives.
Okay, next, what are your views on HS2?
HS2 is a perfect example of devolution that has failed to listen to local people. Firstly, I'm opposed to the Sheffield City Region because Doncaster isn't a suburb of Sheffield. It's a town with its own identity. And in its current form, HS2 doesn't seem to truly benefit Doncaster. If Yorkshire had real and effective devolution, like Scotland, like Wales, like Greater London, then we could speak with one voice and make sure that the billions of pounds being invested in HS2 are actually used to truly benefit Yorkshire.
And finally, we know councils are under increasing financial pressures these days. How are you going to make sure, make the most of the resources available to you?
I think the most important thing in making sure the councils do the best work for the limited resources available is not being afraid to innovate. We've had a council that for too long has stuck with the same old methods, which may have worked in the past but needs changing now. My background in youth work gives me experience of a sector which is able to do an enormous amount of good with very few resources. And that experience I want to bring to the council, that energy and that creativity when it comes to finding out what is frivolous spending, cutting that out, but also making sure that we use our limited resources the most effectively.